Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven portraits of Christ, the I Am statements of John's Gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 10 and verse 11. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Let's read, beginning with that verse, a larger text. John chapter 10, beginning with verse 11, down to verse 18. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life, and that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This command I received from my Father. And then if you jump to verse 25, down to verse 29, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Shepherd was used more than any other role of Jesus. Why? Because Israel was a people of herdsmen, and that affected their religion, their habits, their vocabulary. Images of sheep and shepherd were used often in the Old Testament. It was applied to the Lord God. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. It also applied to the leaders. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 2, speaking of David, you shall shepherd my people Israel and be ruler over Israel. There's a greater use of those images in the New Testament. What did Jesus mean when he called himself the Good Shepherd? First, Jesus spoke of his character. Verse 11 again. Good Shepherd, the literal meaning of the word translated good is genuine. The Lord used the phrase twice to describe himself. The Good Shepherd loves the sheep. John chapter 10 and verse 11 again. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. The contrast is clear. Verse 10 identifies a thief and a robber who works violence, trickery, and deception. Verse 12 addresses the wolf, who scatters the sheep to make them lonely and helpless, then attacks to destroy and devour. Verses 12 and 13 exposes a hireling, the professional shepherd who works for pay and runs when danger comes. But Jesus is the Good Shepherd who gives his life for the sheep. He loves them infinitely. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Picture Jesus on the cross in great agony. This is how God so loved the world. The Good Shepherd knows his sheep. John chapter 10, verse 14. I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. And back in verse 3, it states that the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. No one knows you as well as Jesus does. Intimately and completely, Jesus Christ knows you better than your closest friend. And then second, Jesus spoke of his concern. Verse 16, other sheep I have, referring to the Gentiles, the non-Jews. Look at that verse 16 again. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Think about those words. Missionary David Livingstone had his heart moved by those words, and he went into the dark jungles of Africa to find the sheep that were lost. In Westminster Abbey in London, his grave marker bears the words of that verse, verse 16, other sheep. The shepherd seeks the sheep. Them also I must bring. He wants them to be in his field, so he goes and seeks for them. What was the extent of his searching? Calvary's cross paid for every sin that his lost sheep have committed. The shepherd shelters the sheep. One flock, one shepherd. Some here and some in heaven already. When the shepherd makes his appearing, all the lost sheep who have been saved will be together with him. Let me give you three views of Jesus Christ. John 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenants. And then 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. The good shepherd gave his life for his sheep and became the door of salvation. The great shepherd rose from the dead and takes care of his sheep. The chief shepherd will come again for his sheep. And then third, Jesus spoke of his call. Verses 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. There is no misunderstanding these verses. This is the effectual call of Christ. His knowledge, their obedience, his victory, their salvation. Jesus' call expects a response. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow. Jesus' call establishes a relationship. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. That's eternal security. Every lost sheep that comes to Jesus, confessing that he has sinned, is cleansed, and immediately related to him by a new spiritual birth, sharing his life. How do we express this? In Christ. It's an indestructible relationship. Never perish. I am as sure of heaven as though I were already there. It is an indissoluble relationship. Neither snatch. That's security. That's double security. Look at verse 29. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 3 states, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Lack of faith has attacked this doctrine. Many Christians demonstrate their lack of faith in the way they handle this doctrine. When Christians fall into much sin, salvation becomes work-based, a false teaching. That's not true. When you are saved, you are saved for all of eternity. That's eternal security. They can't snatch you out of, no one can snatch you out of Jesus' hand, and no one can snatch you out of the Father's hand. The question is He your shepherd? That's the question. You think about all that, and you have a great day.